It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A report from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says vaccination rates among the nation's tweens and teens are on the rise. But NPR's Patty Naiman reports officials say that's still far from the government's goal of vaccine coverage reaching 90%.
Federal health officials say about half of all 11 to 12-year-olds are now vaccinated against meningitis. About half got the booster against tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, and nearly half of all girls got the first dose of the HPV vaccine, which protects against most cervical cancers. Dr. Melinda Wharton specializes in immunization at the CDC. She says this is the fourth year the government has immunization statistics and the second year it has rates for each individual state.
Four states are at 60% or higher coverage for all three of these new recommended adolescent vaccines. Those states are Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. So that really shows us that it's possible to do it.
Although the government goal of 90% vaccine coverage by the end of this year is unlikely. Even so, Wharton is encouraged by the rise in vaccine rates among adolescents, and she says recent outbreaks of whooping cough in California and other states likely result from natural disease patterns and are not necessarily due to kids not getting the pertussis vaccine. Some kids might have fallen through the cracks, says Wharton, because the pertussis booster is new and was made available just 5 years ago. Patty Naiman, NPR News.